We were doing the Maharal in Berah Gola. We're up to page Lamed He in Rav Hartman's edition. And the Maharal was explaining the idea that when we have an asmachta, then what we really have is a concept that the Torah validated. The Torah introduced the concept, but the Torah did not obligate. And so when the rabbis instituted, they are initiating the institution, whereas the concept is really to be found in the Torah. And this goes with the Maharal's postula that asmachta is something that has weight. It's not just a look at how you can find an allusion to it in the pasuk, but rather the asmachta really has an important place in Jewish thought, and we could add also in halachic weight, as we find that when the Talmud compares the different types of Eruv, the Talmud tells us that the Eruv that has an asmachta we are more stringent about than the Eruv that does not have an asmachta. There are a few types of Eruv. There's Eruv Eitrumin, there's Eruv Echatzerus. Back to the Maharal. And so too the Talmud tells us in Tractate of Avodah Zarah, the chapter that's called En Ma'amidin. So it says over there, Hashlakot v'hakvashim asurim. We have a rule that if something has been cooked by a non-Jew, so then we are prohibited from eating it. The rabbis made an institution to ensure that we don't intermarry, that we don't eat things that were cooked or baked by a non-Jew. This we all know, right? Okay. So over there it says, what happens if you had shlakot, which is something that was very, very cooked to the point where it was almost watered down. Not a standard form of cooking. And there is a machlokes among the commentaries whether shlakot means something that's slightly cooked or overly cooked. But the Jerusalem Talmud seems to say that shlakot always means overly cooked. Vakavashim, and something that was pickled. You put something in brine, you pickled it, or in salty water. Asuim. So the Talmud over there says that also is prohibited as something that was cooked, bishule akum. Minani mili. So the Talmud then asks, how do you know that something that was cooked by a non-Jew may not be eaten by a Jew? Where do we get that from? Damalka, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Now we know this isn't the biblical law. This was a rabbinic institution. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It says, Ochel bakesef tashbireni v'achalti umayim v'shatiti. That the Jews asked of Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, we said, we're passing through your territory en route to Israel, let us through, and please, let us buy food and water from you to eat and drink. So even though technically we didn't need their food and drink, we had our man, we had our well, what Moshe was saying is, as we pass through your territory, it will be beneficial to you economically, we will buy the food and drink from you. Now, why will we buy the food and drink? So that you make money off of our coming through. What do we understand? We learn from here that if you're a guest by someone and you could give them business, you give them business. We're passing through their territory, so we say we will buy food and drink from them. Now, the Talmud says, what did we say to Sichon? What did we say to the Sichon nation? We said, we will buy from you food and water. So we understand from that, Mamayim shalon ishtanu al yedeyu, just as the water we buy from them is water that didn't need to be perfected through fire, through cooking, af shlakot shelo nishtanu al yedeyu, by the same token, we will buy food from you that is also edible without being cooked. Meaning, we will buy from you vegetables that are raw, not cooked. We will buy from you food that is raw, just like the water. So from there, we infer that when we're buying from a non-Jew, we should buy food that was not cooked. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, where does the pasuk talk about cooking the food? How do you derive from that pasuk that you're not allowed to buy cooked food from a non-Jew? The Talmud then says, really, it's rabbinic. And the pasuk is just in a smachta. Adkan, till here, is from the Gemara. Now the Maharal has to show us how this asmachta, although it doesn't obligate the concept, it infers the concept. That's the Maharal's point here. Asmachta doesn't mean that the pasuk just mentions or alludes to the idea. But on the contrary, our sages derived their institution from the verse. That's why the verse speaks about buying food and water to eat and drink. That the food has to be similar to water. That it has to be fruits or vegetables that are edible as is, that just like the water is drinkable as is. And the pasuk is speaking about the ordinary way things work. That when you have a nation that's separate from all the other nations, we say it in Avdala repeatedly. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, ben or lechoshech, ben Yisrael la'amim. There is a separation between us and the nations. The pasuk says, "Vavdil etchem min ha'amim liot li." God says, "I separated you from the nations; you are my people." So if we're a nation that by definition we're supposed to be separate, so then we're not looking to bond with them. We're looking maybe to be a source of blessing onto them. We're looking to be a positive influence onto them, but not to connect with them. And so the idea that the pasuk is saying is we're going to pass by you and we will buy from you food, but it's as an economic action. But it's not as a personal action. Meaning, you could go to the store and buy water. You could go to the store and buy fruits. And that doesn't mean you're going to marry the storekeeper's daughter. But if you have a neighbor, and you're going to go and buy her homemade cookies and cakes, and then you're going to come home and say, "Who made those delicious chocolate chip cookies?" Then you might end up marrying her daughter, or your son might end up marrying her daughter. Then konin ze mizeh rak davar shelo nishtana. So then what they would purchase is something that hasn't changed. Okay. I don't think we have the time to finish this thought. So should we go over to the Jewish home or finish this thought? Go over to the Jewish home. Okay. So we'll pause halfway and we'll pick up here Vizachim next time.